This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State X Rel, State of Missouri Department of Natural Resources, relator versus the Honorable Kevin Crane, respondent, decided March 18th, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. State X Rel, State of Opinion issued March 18th, 2025, Missouri Department of Natural Resources, relator V. No. SC 1623, the Honorable Kevin Crane, respondent. Original proceeding in prohibition. The Department of Natural Resources, the department, seeks a writ of prohibition barring respondent from proceeding further on the plaintiff's personal injury claims. Because the Recreational Use Act, PARJ Order 537.345 to 537.347 and 537.351.1, the Act, protects the department from liability. In this case, the court's preliminary writ of prohibition is made permanent. Background. In March 2020, Scott Frey was injured while riding his bike on the Katy Trail. Frey paid no entry fee or other charge to enter the trail and was riding the trail for one all statutory references are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise noted. Two recreational purposes only. During his ride, Frey crossed bridge spanning Terrapin Creek in Boone County. Frey alleges he was injured when the tire on his bike became lodged between the wooden motor vehicle reinforcements that recently had been installed on the bridge. The department manages the Katy Trail State Park, which includes a 78-mile stretch of the trail from Pilot Grove to Moquin. At the time of Frey's accident, the department owned the Terrapin Creek Bridge and adjoining portions of the trail on which Frey was injured. The bridge is not within the corporate boundaries of any city, municipality, town, or village in Missouri. The Terrapin Creek Bridge, like the rest of the Katy Trail, is used for recreational purposes. The surface of the bridge is made of wooden planks, the width of the bridge, running perpendicular to the direction of travel. The wooden motor vehicle reinforcements consist of two long planks on each side of the single lane bridge, running in the direction of travel. The reinforcements on each side of the bridge were fixed to the deck with approximately a 1-inch gap between them. The reinforcements had been installed on the bridge by a department employee in late February or early March 2020, just weeks before Frey's accident. Department employees also attached to each end of the bridge yellow and black signs reading, "Caution Rough Surface," to warn those crossing about the motor vehicle reinforcements. Prior to Frey's accident, the department employees responsible for installing the reinforcements had not witnessed or learned of any injuries caused by the three reinforcements or had any other basis for believing the reinforcements posed a risk to trail users. Frey filed a suit for damages against the department claiming his injuries were caused by the dangerous condition of the bridge that resulted from the negligent acts or omissions of department employees in installing the vehicle reinforcements. The department sought summary judgment on the ground that it could not be liable under the Act or the doctrine of sovereign immunity, or both. The circuit court overruled the department's motion. The department was denied a writ of prohibition in the Court of Appeals and now seeks such relief in this court. A preliminary writ of prohibition was issued, and the matter has now been briefed and argued. Standard of review. This court has the authority to issue and determine original remedial writs. Mo. Const. Art. V. Section 4.1. A writ of prohibition is appropriate when a defendant is entitled to sovereign immunity. State X. Rel. Tios. B.D. of Tris of City of Enken. City Memel Hosp. V. Russell. 843. S.W. 2D. 353. 355. Mo. Bank. 1992. Or is otherwise immune from liability. State X. Rel. Morales versus Alessi, 679. S.W. 3D. 467. 473. Mo. Bank. 2023. Granting a writ of prohibition when defendants were entitled to official immunity. S. Overain immunity is not a defense to suit, but rather it is immunity from tort liability altogether, providing a basis for prohibition. State X. Rilder, City of Grandview versus Great, 490 SW 3D 368 369, Moed Bank, 2016. The same must be true for the protections granted under the Act. CF. State X. Rel. Young vs. Wood, 254 SW 3D 871 874, Mo Bank 2008, granting a writ of mandamus to compel dismissal under the Act. If the department has established and four uncontested factual basis for relief under either the Act or sovereign immunity, it is entitled to judgment as a matter of law, and a writ of prohibition will issue to compel that result. analysis, the Act creates tort immunity for landowners who open their land to the public free of charge for recreational use. The purpose of the Act is to ENCO